My parents. They told me to know my past, lest I meet the mistakes my predecessors made. They failed to tell me that history was hijacked, that it was intentionally held hostage by hostile historians describing different versions of who my predecessors were. All my life, I was taught to believe half-truths in school, all the while unequal academics aided and abetted segregative systems rigged to teach children how to play the fool. This system is supported by interlinking corporate interests, primarily for whites with social, economic, and political privilege. I'm pretty sure they never expected the information age to provide witness to our history book's discrepancies, offering opportunities for opposing and opposite narratives to make their way into the mainstream, streaming portraits of my ancestors' endurance through hardship, hate, and pain. Who would have thought that 400 years later, blacks would be subjugated to a modernized version of the same marginalization and oppression? I think my ancestors knew and protested by dreaming of me and of you. You see, black people like me grew up in a paradox called America where inhumane depictions painted portraits of imbeciles and criminals for me to identify with. A model of inferiority consistently portrayed black people in weakness as worthless, poverty-stricken predators, subordinate, subhuman, slothful sluggards for centuries enslaved. And in the same time frame, white people have been portrayed as prosperous, peaceful, power-filled protectors of the greatest freedoms known in history. This story is regurgitated senselessly to our children without foresight of their psychology. In my humble opinion, this offense is inhuman and profane. It's profound that most people can't see it, or they don't want to. They are hypocritical criminals in masquerade. This is the narrative that they gave, superimposed, bombarded, and raided in militant campaign. Over and over, they consistently broadcasted these scare tactics and images on TV networks to scare the masses to behave. This is the past that they conveyed. We are the people disillusioned, used in every single way, stripped of family, country, language, opportunity, and pay. We are the people hated for the contributions to this country we made. Or is it simply because of the complex complexion of melanin reflected in our skin? Later in life, hieroglyphics hidden in plain sight like graffiti revealed that the majority of Egyptian kings and queens like Nefertiti bared black and bronze colored skin like me. They reigned over powerful democracies that were prosperous and peaceful. They trained their young, led their families, and sang loud praises to the heavens above. Where do you think we got our volume from? I guess it's dangerous to tell little kids that their ancestors actually had superpowers too. They begin to believe again. And for this, our ancestors are pleased, for we are our ancestors' wildest dreams. With me, be patient. I am still learning. I am still maturing. I am still waking up everything. I don't know it yet. I know that I don't know enough, and knowing more doesn't make me an authority. Being myself and leading others to do the same does. So I pursue self-mastery, living a principled and disciplined life. I am learning to consider others of higher esteem and constantly examining my own heart to cultivate humility. So please be patient with me. I am still learning how to tie my shoelaces. Someone keeps telling me I need to pull myself up by my bootstraps. What boots? Look, I love my fellow man, my brother, my counterpart. We are different shades of the human race, and that is exactly what we are. Parts of one another crafted by our creator, molded in his image to encounter his creation in relationship to him. All of it, from the dust of which we were made to the cosmos which we can't yet explain, all of its dominion was intended for human commitment to command, and this is our Heavenly Father's demand. So proclaim. Let there be light that shines in the hearts of men, binding us together to praise and glorify Him who rules over hearts and guides man to shift, change, and transform to reflect Him. May we confront confess and repent to reconcile the sin and stains of our past. May we value the present moment and understand that this time given is God's gift to man, and may we intentionally shape a better future together. Amen.